Okay, let's get started. We'll call to order. Kelly?
Hooper? Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot? LaPierre?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Timmerman?
Here.
Colbert? Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Paquin? Bell?
Here.
Okay, so Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Paquin have called in and they will not be here tonight. Mr. Denisha, if you would do the prayer, and we'll follow that by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Father in Heaven, please accept our gratitude for the opportunity to gather here this evening. Too often, we take the blessings that you have bestowed upon us for granted. Too often, we take the rights and privileges that you have afforded us, as citizens of this great country, for granted. Too often, we take the relationships that we have cultivated with friends, colleagues, and others for granted. Dear Father, grant us the wisdom to cherish the blessings, rights, privileges, and relationships that we enjoy today and always. Grant us the wisdom to work for what is best, not for ourselves, but for the world. Grant us the strength and wisdom to pass aside our differences so that we may make good decisions. When our evening's work has been completed, please guide each of us on our journey home and grant us the safe return. For all these things, we ask your blessing for our Lord.
Thank you, Mr. Denisha. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I would entertain a motion for approval of tonight's agenda. Mr. Forsythe and seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. A motion for the approval of the minutes of July 9th and July 16th. Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Communications, Kelly?
A letter was received from the town of DeKalb thanking the county attorney and legislators for passing a resolution regarding abandoned land parcels. A letter was received from Clifton Fine Central School thanking the county for the off-track betting scholarship that was presented to one of their students this year. A resolution was received from the county of Schoharie requesting state action to relieve recycling mandates in a time of crisis. A letter was received from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik congratulating St. Lawrence County on being named Clean Energy Community by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. We move into citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address, Mr. Berry.
My name is Kevin Beery. I wish to call the board's attention to the continuing assault on the constitutional and human rights of the citizens of St. Lawrence County by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The National Rifle Association is essentially the sum of its members. And so in attacking the NRA, the governor is not merely targeting an organization. He is attacking and seeking to deprive of their rights all law-abiding gun owners of this state. It is clear from his actions that the governor wants to disarm us and render us vulnerable and helpless. In a recent interview, when asked if he felt that his actions threatened the very existence of the NRA, the governor laughingly replied, "I would like to believe it's true. And so the governor derides the legitimate concerns of the citizens of New York for their personal safety and the safety of their loved ones. If he succeeds in banning the NRA from New York, doubtless the governor's next target will be state gun organizations such as SCOPE and the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. He will then close down local gun clubs such as the Messina Rod and Gun Club and the Racquet Valley Fish and Game Club in Colton. Well, what is a gun club for the governor but a place for extreme conservatives to assemble and conspire in? The right to life and liberty, which Americans so cherish, presupposes a right to self-defense, a right that entails the freedom to own firearms. I urge the legislators to pass a resolution condemning Governor Cuomo's assault on the constitutional and human rights of the citizens of St. Lawrence County.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Berry. Anyone else that would like to address the board? Seeing none, we'll move into the presentation of the resolutions. Mr. Hooper, if you would, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a Clean Energy Communities grant application for energy efficiency projects in county buildings and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burt and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a dispatcher position in the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a dispatcher position in the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a part-time motor vehicle clerk position and create and fill a full-time motor vehicle clerk position in the Department of Motor Vehicles and move for its adoption.
This is seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a correctional officer position in the Sheriff's Office Correctional Division and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
Again, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a correctional officer position in the Sheriff's Office Correctional Division and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second again by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a fiscal officer position in the Probation Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman, will you take Mr. Colbert's, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 Community Services budget for the Delivery System Reform Incentive Payment Program Clinic and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
12 yes, 3 absent.
Okay, motion carried. Mr. Timberman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a licensed practical nurse position in community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke and Mrs. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timberman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a lead service and limitation on liability agreement with the North Country Initiative LLC and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman, until Mr. Colbert gets ready.
For a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
For a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
All right, offer a resolution for authorization to fill 2 temporary social welfare examiner positions in the Department of Social Services in the HEAP program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a temporary clerk position in the Department of Social Services in the HEAP program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke and Mrs. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
I'll offer a resolution for authorization to fill a temporary clerk position in the Department of Social Services. No, I'm on 16,
next one.
Right? Sorry.
Yep.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker / CPS position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I think we missed one, did we not? The one above. Yep.
Which one, 15?
16. Yep.
No, 15.
Oh, 15. Okay, I'm sorry, yep.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a case supervisor grade B position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary senior account clerk position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a community services worker position and create and fill a caseworker assistant position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Timmerman, Mr. Forsyth, and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a social welfare examiner position and create and fill a caseworker assistant position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Timmerman. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a fiscal manager position and authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Nancy Russell for training in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for workers' compensation self-insurance apportionment for the year 2019 and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Mr. Arquette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did serve on the committee that took a look at this apportionment and the algorithm that relates to it. And, you know, I think that pulling the true value assessment out of that particular equation was the right thing to do. However, this year, at least the three towns that I represent are showing a considerable raise in their premium, so I cannot support this due to that. And I'm not sure if it may lead us into taking another look at the algorithm in a couple of years. I think we review it every couple of years, or if it's just something that's transpired with these particular towns. But again, I support some of the changes to the apportionment, but cannot support it as long as the three towns are all receiving increases. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Arquette. Anyone else? My only response would be, this is what the private industry has been doing. It's reflective of your payroll, the category of risk, and your experiences, which every town is subjected to. All your three towns are all riding ATVs, I think, to work, I think, is what's going on there, don't you know? No, it's unfortunate. It's the way the ball bounces. So I respect your opinion. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. The vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Arquette. Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the County Attorney's Office for increased costs associated with the retention of outside legal counsel and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
13 yes, 2 absent.
Okay, motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between Jacqueline Wilmert and Kevin Wilmert in the County of St. Lawrence, New York, regarding tax delinquent property and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I abstain. Okay. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a signed maintenance worker in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a bridge construction mechanic position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a laborer position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the treasurer to modify the fiscal year 17 WIOA budget to restore funding for the employment and training program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Roll call vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Timmerman.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
13 yes, 2 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution modifying the fiscal year 15 Workforce Investment Act budget to restore funding for the dislocated worker program for the enhanced career services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert? Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
LaFleur?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
13 yes, 2 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution modifying the 2017-2018 budget for forestry for an increase in funding awarded to the snowmobile trial grant and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Bell and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
LaFleur?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
13 yes, 2 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution authorizing the chair to sign the 2018-2019 local sponsor signature form as part of the grant application to the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution authorizing the chair to sign an intermunicipal agreement with New York counties to establish the Municipal Health Care Financing Collective to access stop loss insurance quotes for health care and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Hooper and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution establishing a standard workday for New York State retirement system reporting purposes and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up is our county administrator's report. Ruth, if you would.
Yes. I want to express my appreciation first for making the Finance Committee meeting held at the Governor and St. Lawrence County Fair a success. Your attendance was all appreciated by the folks there as well as your staff. So thank you for making the trip. Wanted to report out to you two transfer of funds. The first is for the Board of Legislators office budget for $400. The capture of gasoline and oil associated with use of the county cars had been commingled with mileage reimbursement. And in order that we extract the accurate mileage numbers as we go into the budget, we wanted to separate those accounts. So we moved that amount, as well as $44.84 moved for the purpose of microfilming for the county clerk. Wanted to give you an update. Last week, four of your staff and Legislator Lightfoot attended the results-based accountability training in Lake Placid with great expectations for how the county should proceed with Raise the Age coming in about 8 weeks' time. We did not find all of the information we were looking for through that training. However, we did spend a couple of days looking at some of the initiatives and some of the demographics that we're going to be dealing with in this legislation. So we'll be able to work together to finish the comprehensive reporting that they've requested and to move forward with that initiative. That also was followed up on Friday with a conference call with the state, which enabled our discussion further on the center that this board had been talking about and the interest of the state in seeing how the numbers play out across the state before determining where their funding for those types of initiatives will go. Vacancy review was held today rather than tomorrow. Seven positions were considered. Currently there are 43 positions vacant, and you'll see the results of those come through Operations Services and Finance this month. We did move that up a day. Budget reviews for a review of the 2018 projections and 2019 request will begin tomorrow, so that's the reason we moved it up to today. We'll be considering 14 departments over the next 3 days, so if you'd like to join us, please feel free to stop in. We'll be meeting in this room over the next 3 days with the budget team if you have time. The resolution you just adopted with regard to stop-loss quotes through the collective, Ralph Benefits will be here on site Thursday for a meeting at 2 p.m. across the street at Public Safety to review our information and to help with the determination as we progress through budget whether or not we'll make a recommendation to proceed in that direction. And next week, on Monday, the audit committee is scheduled, so please mark your calendars for 4:15. Drescher and Malecki will be on site to present the draft audit findings for 2017, as well as a review of the tax trends over the last 4 years will be discussed as well. That's all I've got, unless there's questions.
4:30 audit.
4:15.
4:15. What day, though?
Thursday. Or I'm sorry, for audit committee.
Yes.
Next Monday.
Next Monday. Okay. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mrs. Doyle? Okay. Thank you very much, Ruth. Next up is committee reports. Anybody want to talk about what your committees are doing? Okay. Things are going well. Old and new business. Does anybody have any old or new business? Okay, everybody's shy tonight, so I guess, oh, we do have Mr. Denisha. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if this is the proper venue or not, but it's in regards to, and I'm glad the sheriff is here, regard to school resource officers.
Larry, can you bring your mic closer, please?
Sure.
Is that better? That's better, yeah.
I noticed in the Watertown Times, I think it was a day or so ago, that there's a local school that's actually hiring a resource officer. And I can't remember which school it is, but it's a school in St. Lawrence County.
Potsdam.
Potsdam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the duties, I saw the one ad, and the classified ad, and the... you know, it needed to be someone that was a retired law enforcement, someone that had the authority to carry a firearm, but also they were teaching some teaching duties that were involved as well. I'm not sure what. But, you know, I think about in Florida, you know, the school resource officers are becoming a, in my opinion, not a luxury but a necessity. You know, we're isolated, fortunately, from a lot of the bad things that are happening in the world, but I don't believe we're immune to it. We've got a lot of we've got a lot of new people that live in the area, a lot of new people that pass through the area. You know, with the number of prisons that we've got, unfortunately, we've got a lot of undesirables, and you know, I think it's I don't think it's a matter of if. But it's a matter of when that a tragedy, you know, hopefully it's nothing on the scale that what's happened around the country, but I think it's something that we need to talk about, and we need to be prepared for it.
Okay. Thank you. Sheriff, would you like to comment on this? Any interaction between the schools?
Well, you have Canton Central School, who's already taken that initiative, and has already moved in that direction. I think you're still working on details. And then, same time, you've got the discussion that you're aware of with Potsdam looking for a little bit different route on how they're going about it. If you look at the State School Resources Officers Association around the state, they refer to it as right from an agency. Somebody who's already a full-time, hired, active police officer, not a retiree. That's their preference from the way I read it. There have, we as an office have been out to through a couple of school superintendents and D-schools that are interested in doing something with through us. That's something that I'm trying to have those discussions, so I'll have something prepared for the back. I've had a tentative discussion with the county administrator. In fact, the schools have reached out, but there's no details or anything. I can't enter into anybody as to you, but at the same time, they're exploring these possibilities. A couple of so that's something that we look at. I know that you know, there's districts, I've seen it discussed in many ways. One, I've seen it discussed where the district's looking to take on, you know, pretty much the whole person. You know, that their boards are willing to do that. They feel it's that important that they look at this. So it's, you know, really, I don't have much more to offer than, but I'm in favor of it. I think it's not a luxury.
Thank you, Mr. Denisha.
Kevin, can I
I speak to that?
Yes.
The districts that are looking at this option have been working with civil service through Johnny for the job descriptions. I am aware in neighboring county there's consideration for the county taking on the responsibility and some sharing of salary and fringe between. This is in a county with 5 school districts. We're a county of 17, sometimes 18 with Harrisville school districts. That is certainly a much larger number. Another county that I'm aware of is looking at utilizing them during the school year in the schools, but then in the off, both the vacations and summertime, being able to use utilize those as deputy function. So I think there's a number of things to talk about.
Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Ruth. I certainly not suggesting that the county take on the burden of providing resource officers for each school. But my fear is that if we don't actively discuss it, we don't actually actively do something. Like many things, it'll be dropped to the side. And I don't want us to be in a position of saying, "Boy, I wish we'd have done something when we had an opportunity." We need to lead this, not we need to be proactive, not reactive. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anybody have any questions for the sheriff or for Ruth in this matter or anything else? Okay. So we have a need for an executive session for A, which is litigation, B, negotiations, and D, for appointments. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Forsythe, second by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, we're back in regular session. Appointments by the Services Committee. Mr. Colbert.
We have appointments to the Youth Advisory Board. Lisa Bartello of Norfolk, Martha Fippen of Potsdam, and Kelsey Zenger, also of Potsdam.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
We have reappointments to the Youth Advisory Board. Michelle James of Canton, Pam Lewis of Stockholm, and Scott Quinnell of Potsdam.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay and Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
We have an appointment to the Community Services Board, Kimberly McKnight of Potsdam.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Seeing that, a motion to adjourn by Mr. Fay and seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Timmerman. All those, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carried. And thank you, everyone.